Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the show. It's Bowerly with you. Very, very nice to have you here. I appreciate every day you listen, even the guy who doesn't like the language I use. I appreciate you being out there listening to the show. It means a lot. And the best thing, I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, that I get out of this, it's intangible, and that is the trust that many of you put in me. And it really means a lot. And honestly, I think that's something that that can accrue to somebody who does this for a living when that person has been doing it for 30 and 40 years. I'm not going to say make a long story short again, because then I'd be annoying. But one of the things that has happened since COVID, early on, I played a very cautious game because I had no idea what China virus was going to do in the United States. And frankly, I don't trust statistics put out by the Chinese Communist Party. So in the beginning of the China virus in the United States, I was very, very by the book. Like, what does CDC say? Oh, CDC says no masks? Okay, no masks. Of course, that changed subsequently. But it was probably a month and a half or so into the China virus where, after a conversation with Mrs. Nerd, who's got a lot of common sense, clearly not enough that she breaks it off with me, but she's got a lot of common sense. And very, very early on, she said what Bill Gates just said the other day. She said, Tom, this virus isn't going to go anywhere. It's going to be with us for as long as we are alive. So we had better learn to get used to the China virus. And I thought about it, and I realized, wow, she's right. I mean, she's the one with the master's degree. I just have the bachelor's degree. But that has been my approach since anything but the very, very beginning of the China virus in the United States. And we've talked about this before, but what I promised myself to do is try to take all steps I could to be as healthy as I possibly could. Of course, I failed miserably at that. But I was resolved to live my life. We talked about this the other day, because life is finite. It's short. It's precious. You only get so many sunrises and sunsets, and you don't know when that's going to be, when your last sunset is going to be. You have no idea. So I decided, and a lot of my friends decided, that we were going to live our lives. Yeah, we will be responsible. We'll try to do the social distancing thing and wash our hands a lot and take supplements and stuff. But we basically realized that sooner or later, there's a very high probability that we and everybody we know will come down with the China virus. And people get upset at me for calling it the China virus. I honestly don't know why, because there is a growing body of thought that this virus, in fact, was man-made in the Wuhan virological lab and it was altered by man because it does not behave as a normal organic virus does, and it leaked in Wuhan, China. Ergo, the China virus. And that is not a slam on the good people of China any more than calling a deer tick situation Lyme disease. L-Y-M-E. Lyme disease is named for Lyme, Connecticut, where the syndrome was first identified. So please don't tell me that calling something the China virus is being mean and nasty or racist to China any more than calling it Lyme disease is being unfair to Lyme, Connecticut. Now, the Spanish flu, that ain't the Spanish flu. It got called the Spanish flu, but the Spanish, they got a bad rap on that one. But they were able to earn the bad rap later on during the Spanish Civil War. But I don't think anybody knows about that and really wants to discuss it. So, if you're just joining us, I'm willing to take a few more calls on this if there are calls to be taken. And I talked at the beginning of the show. First of all, I'm sorry about my voice. It's not that I feel sick. Got a bunch of people saying, oh, Tom, you should have called in sick. I feel totally fine. My voice is a mess from a massive staph infection of my sinuses. I'm on prednisone, antibiotics, you name it, and I'm on it. So don't worry about how I feel. I feel absolutely perfect. I sound like sandpaper, and I apologize for that. I don't know how long it's going to last. I'll probably talk to the doc on Monday. Speaking of which, I am supposed to be off on Monday, but I have communicated with my boss, Tim Wenger. I have made it abundantly clear that if we have a very major weather situation, I will be more than happy to surrender my day off and come into work because I know what things I know what happens at the radio station when everything goes to hell in a handbag on a bad weather day. So if a very bad weather day actually does happen for us on Monday, if Mr. Wenger wants me to come in, I'll be in. If he doesn't, I'll enjoy the day off. I don't have any major plans. And frankly, I don't like the idea of leaving Tim or the radio station shorthanded when I am needed, when anybody is needed. Oh, can you read? Do you have two hands? Yeah, come on into work. We need you. That's what it's like when we have weather coverage. So I may or may not be off on Monday. Tim and I will discuss that on Sunday night. We just have that kind of relationship where it's no big deal to change things at the last minute. But I've been getting back to trust. I've been approached by a lot of people who are medical doctors, registered nurses, physician's assistants, ever since this whole thing started. And they have thanked me for the position I've taken on the China virus. What they have told me, if I can summarize, is, Tom, you are speaking the truth. We can't speak the truth. We know you are, and we appreciate what you're doing. You are our voice. Now, for a guy with a bachelor's degree, that's kind of a high compliment, having these people with their MDs and their DOs saying, hey, thanks for doing what you're doing. But bottom line is, I don't really think I've done enough. And although I am a doubly vaccinated person, I absolutely 100% support your right to make your own decision regarding what you put into your body and what you don't. When you come over to my house to do work, you're wearing a mask, I tell you right off. If you're wearing that mask because you think I want you to, don't. Take it off. I respect your decision not to be vaccinated. And I hope that you will respect my decision to be vaccinated. And when I likely get the booster, that will be a decision that I will make based upon conversations with the doctors who know me and my body best. And if they say get boosted, I'll do it. If they have hesitancy, one doctor already has expressed some, I will have to reconsider. But I think the odds are I will probably get the booster because of the underlying issues with my heart, frankly. So anyway, one of the best things I think I can do as a radio talk show host, and folks, a lot of people come into this business and they're deluded. They think that they can change the world being a radio talk show host. And it's poppycock, okay? If Rush Limbaugh couldn't change the world, how in the name of Sam Hill can a two-bit talk show host in Buffalo, New York change the world? I can't. It can't be done. But what I can do, every now and again, there are issues that arise where a difference may be possible. And this is one of those times. I will explain coming up after the break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And Sandy Beach always used to say that, and I like to follow the tradition of Sandy Beach. This time of the year, my friends, and especially you younger members of the audience who may never have had the wonderful experience of running out of gas, if your gas tank is anywhere close to half full right now, knowing that we've got really cold weather on the way and knowing that we're going to get slammed with a general, not lake effect, but a general snowfall Sunday evening into Monday, given a choice between filling up your gas tank now and waiting until tomorrow when your hand will turn to glass at the pump, I would strongly suggest filling up your gas tank now. It just makes sense. Believe me, I've learned that the hard way. And obviously, make sure you've got your snow brush ready to go and a hat in the car, gloves in the car. Maybe Sandy Beach used to use Pop-Tarts. I always loved Sandy Beach's references to Pop-Tarts. That was his snack of choice in case he ever got stuck in the snow. But Sandy, he's really good with cars, and he's a terrific driver. So I don't think Sandy ever had any issues whatsoever getting stranded in the snow. But every spring, as I recall, Sandy and Tony Caligiuri would discuss the opening and eating of the winter Pop-Tarts that did not get consumed because there was no strandage available. So, yes, we think of Sandy Beach fondly. Anyway, it is 23 minutes after 4. So, to bring the, I don't know if I should bring the topic to an end and then do something else after 4:30, but I'll simply summarize by saying I am deeply grateful and very gratified at the hundreds, if not a thousand, emails I've received from people who want to become involved in this group of local healthcare workers who do not want the booster. These are people, I've been told point blank that, you know what, I've been involved in healthcare for 25 years. I have an advanced degree, but I'm willing to quit my job and do something else if they force this booster on me. And even though I'm vaccinated and will likely get the booster, I support you 100% because in the world of medicine and in the world of common sense, think about this, people. There's a huge shortage, and there's long been a shortage, but it's gotten even worse, of healthcare workers in hospitals and facilities that try to make sick people better. So in New York State, just consider the idiocy of this. Consider the cerebral endocapresis of this. If you're in medical fields, you know what that means. Cerebral endocapresis. I made it up. Basically, what it means is instead of brains, you got poop up there. So tell me what sense it makes to fire veteran physicians or have them resign so they don't have to explain why they lost privileges at a hospital. You fire people for not being vaccinated against the China flu. You fire them. You let them go. You wanted them vaccinated. They didn't want the vaccine. So you ditch them. But then, just a few weeks later, you call back into work people who have active COVID to take care of patients. There is no rational justification on earth for that. That is so, folks, imagine you are an alien. Some of you might be, but imagine you're an alien and you come to New York State and you're talking to a human being and you, the alien, says, so let me get this straight. Your state made people fire healthcare workers for not getting a vaccine, even though they didn't have the illness, but they're calling back into work people who actually have the illness the vaccine is supposed to prevent. My friends, it makes no sense. So when people call this show and they say, this isn't about science, it's not about medicine, it is about your obeisance and control over you. And frankly, I cannot think of a counter argument to that. And furthermore, and this was pointed out to me by a local physician. I'm going to just take a sip here. By a local physician, the Erie County Department of Health's own statistics show not that 90% of the people in ICU or in hospital bed with COVID are unvaccinated. You would expect, if the vaccine is all that in a bag of chips, that 90% of the people in the hospital would be non-vaccinated, bullheaded morons. 10% would be the unlucky people for whom the vaccines did not work. Instead, the number, and this is from the Erie County Department of Health, it's more like 60% are unvaccinated and 40% are vaccinated. So at what point do you say, following the science, it doesn't make sense? It isn't a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and here are the numbers which support that contention. And I don't like it when things don't make sense. So stand by, because I may do more of this or I may switch. I know I keep saying that, but it's really up to you. 803 803- 0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Bottom line is, a buddy of mine is trying to organize a group of you like-minded people to join together to fight these onerous and nonsensical booster shot mandates that they're now going to start jamming down your throat. And if they start firing people, it's going to make the healthcare staffing shortage all that much worse.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And thanks again, guys, for not calling when it's not contest time. You are really, I told you third time today, I'll say it, but I've got the best talk radio audience of anybody ever in the history of radio. So I just did something really stupid. There's a show topic in this, probably not today because I don't think I have time to set it up, but have you ever sent the wrong text to the wrong person? I told you what happened to me 15 years ago. I was going out with this woman, okay? And she left my house at, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning. And my text alarm goes off and I read the phone. And the message was, "Hey, so-and-so, I told Tom that it is all over and can see you again now." Words to that effect. It was meant for the other guy she was seeing that she supposedly wasn't seeing. It wasn't meant for me. Oops. And that was one of the funniest things ever. I'm sorry. I found it to be, well, maybe not at the time, but I thought it was absolutely hilarious. So I just did the same thing with Tim Wenger, my boss. Do you realize how horrible this could have been if I would have said something like, "You know, that Wenger guy, he's a tool. Can't stand him." So this was a message that was supposed to go to Mrs. Nerd. "Hun, H-O-N, hun, I told Tim that if needed Monday, I can come in. Sounds like a mini blizzard and don't want him to be in a staffing pinch. It's a holiday, but it could be a bitch. Love you, and I probably will come watch your badminton after work. Moi." I sent that to Wenger, not Mrs. Nerd. I wonder how many people have lost jobs doing that, because that could have gone south in a big hurry. I'm sorry. I'm amused. All right. If you are interested in being a part of the group my friend is starting that will give voice to those of you who don't want to get the boosters, that's the hill on which you're prepared to surrender your longtime medical career, send me an email, tom@wben.com. I will forward it to my friend. He will be in charge of putting you all together. Obviously, you'll want to establish what the goal of the group is, how you will achieve the goal, and beware of internal fracturing. And yes, groups do get infiltrated by people who don't agree with you. And what they try to do is start arguments between factions of the group. And that is actually something that was done by the FBI in the COINTEL program of the 50s and 60s. They would send spies into organizations like Fair Play for Cuba, the Communist Party, socialist workers, and their job was to destroy from within those any momentum those movements might have gained. Of course, now we have the FBI sending its own communists in to disrupt freedom lovers. But that's another story. Anyway, 443 at WBEN. There's one other topic I'm going to introduce now, okay? And here it is. New state, we're still going to do the healthcare thing, all right? Because I can't believe how many emails I'm getting, how many people want to take part in this group. And I hope it works out for you. I can't guarantee it. I hope it does. But BMAZ and Beamer talked a little bit about this morning. Can we please talk a little bit about the new stadium for the Buffalo Bills? It's going to be horrible tomorrow, weather-wise. Wouldn't you rather be watching the game under a dome? A dome that would be able to attract more events, more of the time to Orchard Park? At the end of the day, should the stadium be in Orchard Park? And should it have a dome or not? And you can put me in favor of the Orchard Park location. The infrastructure has proven it can handle the load. And I want a dome. And it doesn't have to be a retractable dome. That's a mistake, because retractable dome stadiums never retract, very rarely. You know why? Because it costs thousands of dollars every time you retract a dome at a stadium. Look it up. It's online. Engineers confirm what I'm saying. We have a winner of the Eagles tickets. We have a winner. You may stop calling. The tickets have been won. All right, so let me take some telephone calls here on WBEN. And again, I apologize for the voice. I feel totally fine, but I've got a wicked staph infection in my sinuses, and apparently it's just dripping out of my vocal cords and making me sound like about 150 years old. Hey, it's Bauer, the last surviving member of the 50th New York Engineers in the Civil War. All right, here's Nick on a cell phone. You are on WBEN. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Kyle, it's Nick here.
Hello, Nick.
I work in healthcare, and I was forced to get the first round of shot, and had an allergic reaction to it. And figured this time around that'd be clear to go, but now they're saying they changed the rules, and I could just get one of the other shots.
Okay, so wait, let me just first of all, let me just get this straight. You received one jab or two jabs?
I got the one and done jab.
Okay, one and done. And what was your reaction to it?
Swollen face, lips, hives, wheezing. I had it done at the health department. They gave me a shot of Benadryl, sent me home.
A shot of Benadryl. Are you able to tell us what you do in healthcare? You don't have to.
I work in an office by myself.
Okay, all right, that's fair enough. I don't mean to pry, but usually when I had anaphylactic shock, they gave me a shot of Benadryl, a shot of adrenaline, and I think a shot of epinephrine because I had a really bad reaction. I think it was epinephrine. Yeah, that's why they call it an EpiPen, right? Okay, so what your take on the booster is, have you already been told that you are going to need a booster within 2 weeks of eligibility?
I am told officially. I get reminded every day I go to work that I haven't got my booster yet, and I'm going to need to get my booster soon because Kathy Hochul says so. But we haven't received anything from Kathy Hochul yet. So I don't know when she's going to decide to make it official. But as soon as she does, then I'll have 2 weeks or I'll say lose my job again. So they hung it over me before. I was going to lose my job, and I'm just wondering, is this going to be an every 3 month thing where
yes.
I lose my job?
This, you know, when this ends, Nick, this ends when we say no. This ends when we put people like Kathy Hochul, who is so actively courting the left, it is disgusting. This Kathy Hochul honestly disgusts me because she has no principles, she has no scruples, and she'll tell anybody anything in order to win the next office. When she was running for Congress against Chris Collins, she told the voters in that district, I'm Kathy Hochul. I'm a moderate Democrat. I'm not one of those far left wingers. But now that Kathy Hochul is the executive power in the governor's mansion in Albany, all she has done is courted the far left of the Democrat Party. She has no scruples, and I'm sorry, she is a dishonorable human being.
I also find it interesting. Her daughter-in-law is a pharmaceutical lobbyist.
Well, I don't know what to make about that. I can't ascribe any nefarious purpose to that. Kathy and Bill Hochul will make more in their combined pensions than most people will make in their lifetimes in a single year. When people say these people are so stupid, no, they're not stupid. They played the game and they won. They've got the nice waterfront house, which I hope is blocked totally by windmills at some point in the not-too-distant future. But anyway, what are you going to do? Because the question is, you phrase the question, is this going to be an every three-month thing? And I'm here to tell you, these boosters are never going to end until we, the people, say no.
Right. I mean, after yesterday's Supreme Court ruling, my better half also is in healthcare. Our whole household's going to be unemployed. So, I mean, we're looking at moving somewhere else, but I'm afraid no matter where we go, if it's a nationwide thing with the Medicare mandate, we might not be employable anywhere.
Well, this may be true, and maybe other people have thoughts on this, and I'm going to put you on hold, so I want to talk further with you about this, but those of you in healthcare who have thought and talked about moving to a free state, and when in your life have you ever thought you'd hear the term free state applied again in the United States? That's like a Civil War term, free state, like Free State of Jones. Is there really a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, or are you going to move to Florida and be just as onerously deprived of choice as you are in New York State because the federal mandate would trump any state of Florida law? Is there an out? I would like to hear from you because I don't know. We're going to talk to Steve Cohen, the attorney, after 5:30 about this. Hey, Pasquale, do you remember what the temperature was in the 2 o'clock hour? Was it in the 20s or 30s?
I think we were at 21.
21. All right. Yeah, because this morning when I was listening to BMAZ and Beamer, it was, I think, in the 30s. And then we've just been going down, down, down.
Yeah, slow and steady decline.
You're kind of describing my career, Pasquale. Thank you. All right, let's get back to Nick on a cell phone. So, Nick, what are you going to do? Because, as you pointed out, a nationwide mandate is going to affect Florida and Texas. The only bright side I can think of in relocating to those places is you would potentially be able to get a religious exemption in those places. New York State and only two other states deprive you of your First Amendment right to practice your religion.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. Maybe become a factory worker. I don't know.
Well, I told you, my future daughter-in-law had a career in nursing. She was very good at it. Patients loved her. Employers loved her. She refused to get vaccinated. She now works in a factory. And then the hospital bitches about healthcare worker shortages. All right, Nick, good luck. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's get back to the calls. And Kevin in East Aurora. Kevin, how's the weather in East Aurora, by the way?
Cold.
Shocking. What's on your mind?
I've worked outside better part of my life, so it's nothing. Get right through it. Okay, what's on my mind is they're calling it a federal mandate. A mandate, as far as my recollection, is that it's not a law. And It's a federal law you can't possess marijuana, but yet states have legalized marijuana.
This is absolutely true. And one of the things that people don't understand, and I'm so glad you're bringing this up, and I've had it confirmed by attorney Max Tresman and others, is that let's say you get a medical marijuana card in New York State. Well, the federal government and the ATF consider marijuana to pretty much be on the same level as much harder drugs. So if you have a pistol permit, you may very well be in a situation where there's a knock on your door and the ATF says, your firearms, please. And you basically would forfeit your right for firearms because you possess marijuana.
Even if you get a traffic stop and they find it on you and you have to go to court for it, they can find out that way too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So where do we go from here?
Well, first off, it's a mandate. If you look up in what is it called, the Black Dictionary, the Attorney's Dictionary, you look up mandate, it clearly states that a mandate's not a law. It's only a mandate if you agree to follow with it.
Why's it got to be black? Sorry, that's my friend Booker says that all the time, so don't mind that.
That's probably the guy's name that wrote it.
well, look, it was explained yesterday by Paul Cambria, and I don't know if you heard the interview we did with Paul Cambria, but the mandate is actually considered a law for purposes of healthcare workers because there is legal precedent in terms of mandates in this particular context. Look, I agree with you, and I hope I can find another argument to what Paul Cambria said, but I agree with you. A law our whole definition of our constitutional republic is separate and co-equal branches of government, okay? The legislature, they pass laws. Congress passes laws. The president or executive or governor signs laws. The Supreme Court, as a result of Marbury versus Madison, they decide on the constitutionality of laws. That's the way it's supposed to work. But instead, we have turned from a constitutional republic into a mandate dictatorship.
Understood.
I didn't like it when Trump did it. I didn't like it when Obama did it. And I don't like it when Biden does it. I think it subverts our constitutional process.
Totally agree.
Steve Cohen's going to be on at about 5:30. So I'll try to remember to ask him that.
Okay.
All right, brother. Thank you for the call. And I agree with you. I'm on your side. I know it's a little bit weird, but I never said I was normal. Fully vaccinated as of right now, probably will get the booster, but I absolutely 100% respect your right to choose. And when you come to my house, well, don't come unless I invite you, but when you come to my house, you take the mask off because I don't care. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tom Puckett and the news at 5 coming up. Then more telephone calls and attorney Steve Cohen just about 5:30 or so.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the
the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.